Some years ago, the director of the museum, Basil Hedrick, and the historian on faculty here, John Whitehead, got together and they did a very compelling analysis of how Fairbanks got started accidentally, but it got started as a river town in the early years of Fairbanks. Fairbanks was very much of a river town. It started because of rivers. It was the commerce was by river, and this persisted for Fairbanks right up until at least very recently. You know, we have the continuation of a riverboat tradition in the tourists' attraction of the riverboats Discovery 2 and 3. They love to ply this confluence of the Chena and the Tanana, and that's pretty impressive for visitors to interior Alaska to see how the river systems worked, how people, you know, occupied and used the river systems. And Sam, you were, a co-founder of one of the traditions that still goes on, the Yukon 800 mile river race between Fairbanks and Galena, or sometimes Ruby and back. And so the tradition is basically very strong here.